Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi everybody, and welcome back to our series of programs about psychology. Today we have here in the studio a new guest, Mary Brown. She is a writer and an expert on meeting new people and building relationships. Hello Mary.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
So Mary, a lot of people have to start their social life from scratch in a new place. Where can they find new friends? Let's talk about this problem today.
It's a great topic to discuss. I do agree. Many people feel lost and lonely when they have to move somewhere. They often forget that one should look at it as a new opportunity rather than a problem. You should always see a positive side of everything.
I see. So, what are some of the opportunities to find a new friend?
First of all, there are such trivial ways as accepting any invitations to any parties, festivals, or events. You can also go clubbing. I do understand it will probably be a place where you'll make a high quantity of new friends, but not necessarily quality relationships. It's a good way to meet more people nonetheless. Maybe some of these new acquaintances will later become more than just acquaintances.
Are there less trivial ways then?
Of course there are. For one thing, you can become a volunteer. It's a perfect way to kill two birds with one stone. You get to spread kindness and warmth and meet compassionate people with a cause. You can also look for new friends in online communities. The internet is a great way to meet new people. Some of my best friendships started online. I have numerous great friendships with people I've never met face to face. Just because we have not met yet does not mean we can't be great friends. Nowadays, online forums are one of the central places where communities gather. Check out online forums on your interest topics. Participate constructively and add value to the discussion. Soon, you'll get to know the people there better.
I believe one of the obstacles to make a new friend is not knowing how to start a conversation with a stranger. What can you recommend?
I think one should find the courage to take the first step. Once you are out there with people around you, someone has to make the first move. If the other party doesn't initiate a talk, take the first step to say hello. You can share something about yourself and then give the other party a chance to share about him or her. It can be something easy, like asking how the day is or what they did today. Once the ice is broken, it'll be easier to connect.
What are some of the common mistakes people make when they start a new friendship?
I'd say people forget about having to be open-minded and avoiding quick judgment. Sometimes you may have a preset notion of the kind of friend you want. Someone who is understanding, listens, has the same hobbies, watches the same movies, has a similar educational background, and so on. When you meet the person and realise that he or she differs from your expectations, you often close yourself off. But that's a wrong thing to do. You should give the new friendship a chance to blossom. I have several very good friends who come from totally different backgrounds, and I would never have thought that we would be so close when I first knew them, simply because we are so different. After I got to know them better, differences were no longer important. A good number of my ex-clients are the people whom I'd never meet in normal circumstances, given our diverse backgrounds. Yet we get along extremely well, just like good friends.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi everybody, and welcome back to our series of programs about psychology. Today, we have here in the studio a new guest, Mary Brown. She is a writer and an expert on meeting new people and building relationships. Hello, Mary.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Mary, a lot of people have to start their social life from scratch in a new place. Where can they find new friends? Let's talk about this problem today.
It's a great topic to discuss. I do agree. Many people feel lost and lonely when they have to move somewhere. They often forget that one should look at it as a new opportunity rather than a problem. You should always see a positive side of everything.
I see. So, what are some of the opportunities to find a new friend?
First of all, there are such trivial ways as accepting any invitations to any parties, festivals, or events. You can also go clubbing. I do understand it will probably be a place where you'll make a high quantity of new friends, but not necessarily quality relationships. It's a good way to meet more people nonetheless. Maybe some of these new acquaintances will later become more than just acquaintances.
Are there less trivial ways then?
Of course there are. For one thing, you can become a volunteer. It's a perfect way to kill two birds with one stone. You get to spread kindness and warmth and meet compassionate people with a cause. You can also look for new friends in online communities. The internet is a great way to meet new people. Some of my best friendships started online. I have numerous great friendships with people I've never met face to face. Just because we have not met yet does not mean we can't be great friends. Nowadays, online forums are one of the central places where communities gather. Check out online forums on your interest topics. Participate constructively and add value to the discussion. Soon, you'll get to know the people there better.
I believe one of the obstacles to make a new friend is not knowing how to start a conversation with a stranger. What can you recommend?
I think one should find the courage to take the first step. Once you are out there with people around you, someone has to make the first move. If the other party doesn't initiate a talk, take the first step to say hello. You can share something about yourself and then give the other party a chance to share about him or her. It can be something easy, like asking how the day is or what they did today. Once the ice is broken, it'll be easier to connect.
What are some of the common mistakes people make when they start a new friendship?
I'd say people forget about having to be open-minded and avoiding quick judgment. Sometimes you may have a preset notion of the kind of friend you want. Someone who is understanding, listens, has the same hobbies, watches the same movies, has a similar educational background, and so on. When you meet the person and realise that he or she differs from your expectations, you often close yourself off. But that's a wrong thing to do. You should give the new friendship a chance to blossom. I have several very good friends who come from totally different backgrounds, and I would never have thought that we would be so close when I first knew them, simply because we are so different. After I got to know them better, differences were no longer important. A good number of my ex-clients are the people whom I'd never meet in normal circumstances, given our diverse backgrounds. Yet we get along extremely well, just like good friends.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.